Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Farrick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Farrick. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ken Chase. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keltner for the out. Hockett moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Pesci reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pesci moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball four. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Denning and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Weatherly trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Farrick moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hockett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Farrick scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the mound. Farrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pesky strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney strikes out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0-for-1 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-2 in the game. Denning hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrick, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Weatherly hits a line drive towards the mound. Chase reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Denning and he is safe. DiMaggio steals second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 3 in the game. Denning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Denning reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Otto Denning. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. Fleming is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive towards first. Fleming reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Two outs. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chase hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Boudreaux hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hockett strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 4 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesci bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. DiMaggio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick throws to second for one, and Boudreaux throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. DiMaggio scores. Williams moves to second. One out. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-4 in the game. Doerr is walked intentionally. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney hits a line drive beyond second. Mac can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Williams scores. Doerr moves to third. Lupien moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.